Chapter 7. How to Renounce the Dhimma. Christian prayers are provided in this chapter, which offer a way to find release from the oppressive effects of dhimmitude. Muhammad's life was shaped by deep experiences of rejection, leading to a wounded spirit, a spirit of offense, a victim mentality, a spirit of violence, and a will to dominate others. His calls for jihad, striving, were driven by this oppressed spiritual condition, which sought release through the degradation of others. In contrast, Christ was rejected, but refused to take offense, refused to take up violence, refused to dominate others, refused to adopt a wounded spirit. His cross and resurrection defeated rejection and the powers of darkness. Why prayer? You may wish to pray these prayers for several reasons. You or your ancestors have lived as non-Muslims under Islamic rule and accepted a Dhimma pact, or have lived under conditions influenced by the principles of jihad and dhimmitude. You may, for example, be afraid of a jihadi terrorist attack. Your personal or family history may have been deeply impacted by traumatic events, such as experiences of violence associated with jihad or other abuses which can occur under Dhimma conditions. You may not even have heard of such events, but may suspect that they are a part of your family history. You or your ancestors have been threatened by the Islamic Jihad, and although there is no history of actually living under Islam, you wish to be free of the fear and intimidation. You or your ancestors have lived as Muslims, and you wish to renounce being a party to the Dhimma Pact and all its implications. These prayers are designed to cancel the Dhimma Pact, together with all its implications, so that it will have no authority over your life. They are designed to resist and break all curses made against you or your ancestors because of being a Dhimmi living in an Islamic state. You may also be saying these prayers with a sense of sorrow for lack of knowledge in the past and wish to stand in the truth of God's word. These prayers are designed to counter all the negative spiritual influences of dhimmitude, such as hurt, fear, intimidation, shame, feelings of guilt, feelings of inferiority, self-hatred, self-rejection, hatred of others, depression, deception, humiliation, withdrawal and isolation, silence. Verses of Scripture. The first step in preparing yourself for these prayers is to read verses of Scripture. This is to affirm important truths which underpin the prayers. It is suggested that you do this together with another person who can be your witness to saying these prayers. God's love overcomes rejection. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 3:16. Our inheritance is not intimidation. It is in God. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we also share in his glory. Romans 8:15-16. We are called to live in freedom. Jesus said, Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. It is for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Our bodies belong to God and not to oppression. Our blood price has already been paid. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. They will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Revelations 12:11. Men and women are equal before God, and one group is not superior over another. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. Our distinctive marks are not humiliation or inferiority, but Christ's victory, unity in Christ's love, and the cross. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. 2 Corinthians 2:14. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John 17:23. Jesus said, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:13. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth. Jesus said, Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. John 16:7-8. Jesus said, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16:13. We have authority in Christ to overcome shame. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. We have the right and the responsibility to educate ourselves and our children about spiritual matters. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Deuteronomy 4:9. We have authority in Christ to speak the truth in love with boldness. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Acts 4:29. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:6. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. 1 John 4:15. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Hebrews 10:35. We can have confidence in the word of truth. God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony about his Son. 1 John 5:9. They overcame by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12:11. We are not defenseless or weaponless, but are spiritually armed in Christ. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6:10. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-4. We can consider it a joy to suffer in Christ's name. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. James 1, 2. The cross destroys Satan's power and draws us to freedom in Christ. Jesus said, "Now the prince of this world will be driven out, but I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." John 12:30. The cross cancels the Dhimma pact and destroys all its power. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Colossians 2:13. Understand as you pray that your prayers and declarations are powerful and effective. Agree with God that he wills to bring you into complete freedom. Agree in your spirit to accept the truth that Christ has accepted you and wants to set you free from all the snares of the evil one. Resolve to confront and reject the lie which the Dhimma Pact imposes upon non-Muslims. Prayers and declarations. Prayers of confession. Loving God, I confess that I have sinned and turned away from you. I repent and turn towards Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me specifically for any times when I have intimidated others and sought to impose inferiority or humiliation on others. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for any times where I have abused or dominated others. I renounce all these things in Jesus' name. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you for the gift of forgiveness won by Christ on the cross. I acknowledge that you have accepted me. I thank you that through the cross, we are reconciled to you and to each other. I declare today that I am your child, son, daughter, and an inheritor of the kingdom of God. Declarations and renunciations. Father, I agree with you that I am not subject to fear, but am a child of your love. I reject and renounce the demands of Islam, as taught by Muhammad. I renounce all forms of submission to Allah of the Quran, and declare that I worship the God of our Lord Jesus Christ alone. We repent of the sins of our ancestors in submitting to the Dhimma Pact and its principles, and ask your forgiveness for their sins. I renounce and revoke all pacts of surrender made by myself or my ancestors to the community and principles of Islam. I completely reject the Dhimma and every one of its conditions. I renounce the blow on the neck in the jizya payment ritual, together with all that it represents. I specifically renounce the curse of decapitation and death symbolized by this ritual. I declare that the Dhimma Pact is nailed to the cross of Christ. The Dhimma has been made a public spectacle and has no power or rights over me. I declare that the spiritual principles of the Dhimma Pact are exposed, disarmed, defeated, and disgraced through the cross of Christ. I renounce false feelings of gratitude to Islam. I renounce false feelings of guilt. I renounce deception and lies. I renounce all agreements to keep silent about my faith in Christ. I renounce all agreements to keep silent about the Dhimma or Islam. I will speak and I will not be silent. I declare that the truth shall set me free, John 8:32, and I choose to live as a free person in Christ Jesus. I renounce and cancel all curses spoken against me and my family in the name of Islam. I renounce and cancel all curses spoken against my ancestors. I specifically renounce and break the curse of death. Death, you have no power over me. I declare that these curses have no power over me. I claim the blessings of Christ as my spiritual inheritance. I renounce intimidation. I choose to be bold in Christ Jesus. I renounce manipulation and control. I renounce abuse and violence. I renounce fear. I renounce the fear of being rejected. I renounce the fear of losing my property and possessions. I renounce the fear of poverty. I renounce the fear of being enslaved. I renounce the fear of rape. I renounce the fear of being isolated. I renounce the fear of losing my family. I renounce the fear of being killed and the fear of death. I renounce the fear of Islam. I renounce the fear of Muslims. I renounce the fear of being involved in public or political activity. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. I submit to Jesus as Lord of every area of my life. Jesus Christ is Lord of my home. Jesus Christ is Lord of my city. Jesus Christ is Lord of my nation. Jesus Christ is Lord of all peoples in this land. I submit to Jesus Christ as my Lord. I renounce humiliation. I declare that Christ has accepted me. I serve Him and Him alone. I renounce shame. I declare that through the cross I am cleansed from all sin. Shame has no rights over me, and I will reign with Christ in glory. Lord, forgive me and my ancestors for all hatred toward Muslims. I renounce hatred toward Muslims and all others, and declare the love of Christ for Muslims and all other people on this earth. I repent of the sins of the church and of wrongful submission of church leaders. I renounce alienation. I declare that I am forgiven and accepted by God through Christ. I am reconciled to God. No power in heaven or on earth can make any charge against me before the throne of God. I declare my praise and thanks to God our Father, to Christ who is my only Savior, and to the Holy Spirit who alone gives me life. I commit myself to be a living witness to Jesus Christ as Lord. I am not ashamed of His cross. I am not ashamed of His resurrection. I declare I am a child of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I declare the victory of God and of His Messiah. I declare that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I declare forgiveness toward Muslims for participating in the system of dhimmitude. Father God, please free me from the dhimma, the spirit of dhimmitude, and every ungodly principle attached to the Dhimma Pact. I ask now that you fill me with your Holy Spirit and pour upon me all the blessings of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Grant me grace to understand the truth of your word clearly and apply it in every area of my life. Grant to me words of hope and life as you promised you would, and bless my lips so I can speak them to others with authority and power in Jesus' name. Give me the boldness to be a faithful witness to Christ. Grant me a deep love for Muslim people and a passion to share the love of Christ with them. I declare and ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.